This episode is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary.
Alvina, it's me. I've just discovered the most amazing thing. It's called Shaker and Spoon, and it's a subscription cocktail service. I can learn how to make handcrafted cocktails right here at the office. From now on, our Scrabble nights will be even more fun. Every box comes with enough ingredients to make 3 different cocktail recipes, developed by world-class mixologists. All I need to do is buy 1 bottle of that month's spirit, and I have all I need to make 12 drinks at home. That's 7 for me and 5 for you. And it's just $40 to $50 per month, plus the cost of the bottle. That is much cheaper than Veuve Clicquot. Unless we get Joey and Salvatore to raid a van again, of course. Oh, and you can skip or cancel boxes any time. My first Shaker and Spoon box just arrived. What do you say we start our Scrabble session a bit early? I'm already shaking. P.S. Alvina, if you want your own set, you can get $20 off your first box at shakerandspoon.com/Amelia.
Do you also want your Scrabble nights to be even more fun? Well, as an Amelia listener, you can simply visit shakerandspoon.com/Amelia and you will get $20 off any length subscription. The discount will automatically be applied when you check out. Host your first Amelia listening party or give a subscription to Shaker and Spoon as a gift to a friend or family member. Once more, that's shakerandspoon.com/Amelia. Welcome back to the Amelia Project. We left off last week with the interviewer being escorted out of the office, and today the story continues. This episode is dedicated to Angel Acevedo. A heartfelt thank you to you, Angel, from the whole Amelia team for your generous support. It's really appreciated. And now it's time to begin the new episode.
What do you mean he hasn't been here since 2 o'clock? That's 6 hours ago.
He said he was just going out to get a Kit Kat.
A Kit Kat? Seriously? And you didn't find that suspicious?
It's just, you know.
He never eats Kit Kats.
Joey, Salvatore, I need you to take the back exit and check if anyone is outside.
Yes, boss.
They've got him. Oh, this is bad. This is bad. This is...
Alvina, there's more.
What do you mean?
Sit down.
What's...
Sit down.
Okay.
I've had word from Hampstead and Battersea.
Yes?
Break-ins.
No!
Tapes, files, computers, everything has been taken.
Ugh!
There's even more. When Walter was bringing replacement corpses to the barn in Kendall, he saw 3 men with earpieces. He turned around before they caught sight of him.
So MI5 knows it all. There's no place to hide.
These men were Chinese.
What?
It seems we have more than just MI5 on our backs.
He might not have been taken by MI5 then.
Perhaps not.
The street is empty.
Joey, Salvatore, I need you to keep watch. Anything unusual, you call me.
Yes, ma'am.
What now? Oh. It's the next client. How do we interview him?
I'll do it.
Amelia Project,
created by Philip Thorne and Øystein Braga, with music and sound design by Frederik Baden. Episode 26. T.I.P.
Welcome.
Do you mind if I smoke?
Do you mind if I throw darts?
Excuse me?
It helps me think. See that midge over there?
I think so. Wow! Bullseye!
Your turn to impress me. We only accept the most exclusive cases. Drug lords with a price on their heads. Monarchs on the run. Scientists escaping their own inventions.
Can I have some of that first?
Coco? It's my grandmother's recipe.
This is amazing. You can tell your grandmother...
She's dead.
Oh, sorry.
Don't be. Tell me about your death.
My death?
Yes. How would you like to die?
I don't.
You don't want to die?
No.
Then why are you here? Should I know you?
Here's my card.
Tip.
T.I.P.
Okay. What's T.I.P.?
The Incognito Project.
And what does the Incognito Project do?
We make people disappear.
Get out.
You know what? I'm going to help myself to a little bit more of that cocoa.
Take your feet off my desk.
It's nice to finally meet you.
Cut the bullshit and tell me why you're here.
Mind if I throw one of those darts?
I know who you are. You specialize in life insurance scams.
Yes!
I use the word specialize generously. You were caught on camera last month digging up a guy in Highgate Cemetery, then driving him off on a motorcycle. What were you doing burying someone alive?
Our coffins are state-of-the-art. Oxygen tanks, back massage technology, broadband. We pop some protein bars in the deceased's pockets, and they survive for days.
Huh.
Smart coffins. It's the future of death fraud.
I hear you faked someone's death by mistake. Why don't you tell me about that?
Ugh. That woman had a twin sister. Freak coincidence.
What did you do when you found out you'd got the wrong woman?
Well, it was too late. She was already in the coffin.
Oh, God.
Yeah, her sister looked shifty as hell at the funeral, though. I can tell you that.
Wait, you went through with it?
Yeah, we set her up with a new life in Costa Rica.
Against her will?
Costa Rica is nice. They have great shellfish.
Why are you here?
Why do you think?
You want to learn from us? Okay, tell me what you want or leave. I don't have time for games. Well, do you have a job for us?
I don't.
In that case...
But I think you might have a job for us.
Excuse me?
Don't act so surprised.
What job could we possibly have for you?
Really? Is that how you want to play it?
Mm-hmm. Half your clients come here begging us to fix your cock-ups. That's the half that doesn't get arrested or accidentally killed. You are amateurs.
And yet, we're not the ones running from MI5. Oh. Yes, we have our sources.
So, you've come here to gloat?
Honestly? Yes, a bit. But there's more to it than that. We've decided to help you.
Help us? Why? How?
By faking your deaths. In return, we get your contacts, your case files, and your surgeon. Plus, that cocoa recipe.
Are you serious about this?
100%.
Do you have a plan?
It's all worked out.
Shoot.
Okay, you're going to call this number and give yourselves up.
Give ourselves up?
Wait, there's more.
Yeah, there better be.
Okay, the police arrive, handcuff you, and put you in a van.
So far, I'm really not liking this plan.
On the way to Belmarsh Prison, the van collides with a swerving bus, shattered glass, flames, chaos.
Wow.
We'll swoop in as paramedics and retrieve you.
You think you can swing that?
It's all set up. Your smart coffins are already waiting. All we need to know is what flavor protein bars you like.
You're crazy.
I'm offering you a way out.
Thanks, but no. I said no.
Here.
What is that?
Take the number and call.
Wasn't I clear? No, no, no. I wouldn't let you fake my death in a million years.
You have no choice.
What?
If you don't call this number, I will. Well, one way or another, the police will arrive. The question is whether or not we strike a deal before they get here.
You think you can replace us? You really think that?
The Amelia Project has had its run. Everything comes to an end.
You think that by studying our case files and stealing our surgeon, you can be like us?
And the cocoa. Don't forget the cocoa.
You will never be like us.
Maybe not. But we'll be the only players left in town.
Supposing we struck a deal.
Yes, that's the right thing to do.
What about our new lives?
What?
You've told me about our deaths, but how do we resurface?
We specialize in South America. We could bring you back as Peruvian farmers.
Maize, quinoa, rice, or coffee?
Excuse me?
What type of agriculture?
Quinoa.
You don't have a clue, do you?
We will work out these details later.
I don't trust you.
You have my word.
Who's to say you won't bury us for real?
Beggars can't be choosers. So, have you made up your mind? Do we have a deal?
Right now, there's just one decision, and it's for you.
Oh, what's that?
Do you want to leave with or without a dart stuck in your volleyballs?
Don't tell me you'd rather be behind bars than soaking up the sun drinking Mai Tais.
That's not even Peruvian.
A Mai Tai is an international delight.
I will count to three.
I'll call the police.
One.
I'll give you 5 minutes to change your mind, then I'll call the
police. Two.
Okay, you have my card.
Three.
Adios! On the back side of the card, there's an email you can use too.
Get out!
Do you want the door open or closed?
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Yummy, yummy, yummy in my tummy. Is that room service?
No.
Well, then who is it?
Are you Mateo?
Maybe.
For fuck's sake. You don't make it easy to find you, do you? Why the hell are you in a hotel in London?
Who are you?
A client.
I see. Welcome to the Incognito Project. How was your journey?
You don't recognize me?
Do I know you?
You helped me disappear. Or rather, you were supposed to.
I'm sorry, but after reconstructive surgery, it's supposed to be impossible to recognize the client, even for TIP staff.
reconstructive. Your so-called surgeon drew a mole on my cheek with a Sharpie.
Well, yes, I can see how that might seem insufficient, but it is incredible how little you really need to do to look different.
They're after me again.
Who?
The cops.
Who are you again?
John Grizzle. Previously Jonathan Gruddle.
Oh, you. Yes, I do remember you. It is a pleasure to see you again.
No, it really isn't. You said I would be safe to keep robbing banks.
Did I?
That was the deal. A new life, just like the old one, but without a criminal record.
And we didn't deliver?
I was caught on camera. Now my face is all over the news, and they know it's me. They know I didn't die.
How did they recognize you with the mole? You could be your twin brother.
On that blurry security footage, you can't even see the mole.
So, what you're saying is you need a new disappearance.
Yes.
Well, aren't you lucky? At TIP, your second disappearance is always half price.
I don't want to use the incognito project.
Sorry?
I don't want you buffoons anywhere near me ever again.
Well, then why are you here?
I need a referral. Last time you said you were the best in the business. That means there must be others. I want to know who your competitors are.
We don't have any.
But you said...
I say a lot of things.
If you're the best, that means there must be...
Best and only.
Only?
Only.
That kind of makes the best part less impressive, doesn't it?
No, we could be the only and worst. I mean, that would be disastrous.
So I'm basically fucked then.
Like I said, your second disappearance is half price. That's 50% off.
You know what? I don't believe you. If a bunch of nitwits like you could come up with this harebrained business model, someone else must have too. And with or without your help, I'm gonna find them.
Listen, wait! I'll make your second disappearance on the house. It'll be free! Oh, damn. Okay, I guess it's time.
Heads or tails?
Tails?
Ha! You make the call.
But I...
Go on then. Call Northcote. Brace yourself for the cursing.
Yeah, but she's going to go ballistic.
Yeah, that's putting it mildly.
Incoming call.
Important.
Well, there's no caller ID.
Well, go on. Answer.
Yes? Yes? Right. Bermondsey 36 Leroy Street. Got it. Can I take down a contact number for you? It's just... Hello? He hung up.
What did he say?
We're saved. We don't have to tell Northcote. This isn't over yet.
Are you serious?
Put Leroy Street into the GPS.
Okay. Leroy Street.
Alvina? It's time to implement the third option.
You mean...
We have to leave at once.
But...
You've got 1 minute to grab any essentials. We need Joey and Salvatore to get the van ready. Joey! Salvatore!
The new message on the answer phone.
What?
New voicemail just in.
No, we're closed for business.
Oh, you're going to want to hear this.
What is it?
Just listen.
Okay.
Amelia. Alvina. It's me.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Do you want to delve behind the scenes and get to know the Amelia team? Well, on a regular basis, we hold Coco Corner video live stream Q&As for our $5 patrons. The next one will take place on the 4th of October with Øystein Brager and Anders Pedersen. And there will be another one on the 15th of November with Julia Morizawa. To take part, go to patreon.com/AmeliaPodcast. That's patreon.com/AmeliaPodcast and join our community. Stay tuned for the epilogue, but first the credits. This episode was written by Philip Thorne and Øystein Brager. It was directed by Julia Morizawa and Benjamin Noble, with music and sound design by Frederick Barden. The episode featured Julia Morizawa as Amelia, Michael Govier as Matteo, Brad C. Wilcox as John Gruttle, Julia C. Thorne as Alvina, Gianluca Yumiento as Joey, Ravdeep Singh Bajwa as Salvatore, Benjamin Noble as Agent Haynes, Torgny G. Ondero as Agent Cole, and Alan Bergen as the interviewer. The episode was engineered by Evan Cunningham, Gabriel Geber, and Robert Rustad Amundsen. It was co-produced by Julia Morizawa and Imploding Fictions, with graphic design by Anders Pedersen. Thank you to all our patrons who make this show possible, and a special thank you to Jem Fiddick, Eric Demarge, Angel Acevedo, Sophie Leviso, Sophia Anderson, and Katarina Zindelar. We're now settling into our usual bi-weekly release schedule, so the next regular episode will be in 2 weeks' time. But fear not, a little treat will pop up on your feed next Monday to tide over the wait. And now, the epilogue.
Congratulations. You have reached the Incognito Project. This phone call isn't happening. If you're not serious about this, hang up. Now. If you continue, there's no way back.
Good choice! A new life awaits! Do you like South America?
You'll hear back from us within an hour. If you don't hear back, please consider the whole thing a hoax. Leave your message after the beep. Not the beep I just said. There'll be a physical beep.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
This season on Civilized. Or not. It's improvised, so you don't know.
Barty, please, no!
It has to be done for the good of the children. Oh.
Captain, is it Beatrix or Beatrice? I'm so confused.
I'll tell you who it is. It's your mother.
I have summited the mountain, and I declare this land for my own.
Barty, get down from the roof!
Every time.
I can't believe we made it into space, Beatrice!
Yeah, it's been a long time coming, Al. Wait, which version are you?
Which version are you?
So you're saying we've been on Earth the whole time?
Yeah, man, it's like just a simulation.
Actually, we've been dead the whole time.
Actually, this is Lost.
Actually, I'm Lost.
We only have 5 seconds to defuse this bomb.
When you started saying that, or at the end of saying that?
Sound of explosion.
So join us on Civilized Season 5 for this stuff that might happen, but probably a lot of it won't. Regardless, we're back with your favorite characters doing zany things in space, and we couldn't be more pumped. We'll see you soon, listeners.
Civilized Season 5 begins May 31st, 2023. Tune in wherever you get your podcasts or visit civilizedpod.com.
That got weird.
Because usually they're pretty normal. Yeah.